We're joined on the line by PRO and a few other titles of the Donegal Boxing Board. Peter O'Donnell, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Miles.
Peter, well, the first thing we'll talk about is National Youth Championships in Dublin. Donegal competitors involved there. They've been involved all around the country, as they normally are. Any good results coming back from there?
Well, we had 10 boxers, Miles, in these championships. They're for 14, 15, 16-year-olds, and we had 10 boxers there. On Friday night, the first boxer in the ring was Brian McNamee in a quarterfinal bout, and Brian turned in a very good performance to beat Adam Taylor from the Oliver Plunkett in Belfast. But unfortunately, he lost out yesterday in his semi-final to Paul Ryan from the Bay City in Dublin. We had young Finn McRory from the Dunloe Boxing Club. He won his way through to the semi-finals next weekend when he beat Derek Byrne from the Sacred Heart in Dublin. Tiernan Green, Ellie's Golden Gloves. Tiernan lost out to Oisin Brennan from St. Anne's. Now, young Tiernan's only 14 years of age, and this is his first competitive season, and it was nice to get him there to Dublin as an Ulster champion and get his way around the ring there, you know. We had Leon Gallagher from Finn Valley. He boxed a semi-final bout yesterday, and he beat Edward Barrett from Titans in Galway, and he's in the final next week. And Edward Michael Henney at 91 kilo plus for St. Bridget's Clonmany, he's again in the final next week. He beat Christopher Fleming from Rathbone, County Meath. And now he faces Martin Mongan from Ennis. And we still have Tom Doherty from Rafoe, Ryan Ward Mulryan Convoy, Sean Kelly, Dunfanaghy, John Moore, Ellie's Golden Gloves, and Jack Green from Carrigart to box yet. So we have two in the finals and six in the semi-finals out of 10. Well, so very, very good there, you know.
Yeah, that's great performances by the Donegal boxers. Are they all Ulster champions, or were the runners-up allowed to go down as well?
Nine Ulster champions, Miles, and one man went through. Tom Doherty went through as last year's champion. He was last year's champion, so he automatically qualified to go through as well, you know. But nine of them was Ulster champions. So it's very, very good for the county, Miles, you know.
Yeah, boxing strong, many clubs obviously in the county as well, all performing to a high standard.
All performing very, very well, Miles, very, very well. We also had 11 boxers taking part at a major dinner show in Ballymena last night in the Lee Moore House Hotel up in Ballymena. They went down by 6-5, but again, I was talking to the matchmaker and county coach John Elliott today, and all the boys done very well. There were ones for Matthew McCool down low, Brian Elliott, Ellie's Golden Gloves, Oisin McHugh, Finn Valley, Mark Boyce, Letterkenny, Liam McMonagall, Rafoe. So they all done very, very well. And the next major under county miles will be on Saturday the 14th of May, Donegal versus Dublin. And there's yet the venue is to be named for that one, you know.
Okay, and you're speaking about action coming up, of course, next Thursday, that big competition between Donegal and Boston, Clannery Hotel. Tell us about it again, just to refresh people's minds.
Well, it should be a major boxing showpiece, Miles, you know, going on the program. We have all set up, you know. We have 11 boxers from Boston coming, 9 male and 2 female, and they're all match local, and we have 6 supporting bouts as well. And we're running in conjunction with the Donegal County Council, only for their input into this venture. No, we wouldn't have been able to handle it ourselves, mind you know. And we have 6 great supporting bouts, you know, and we have a great curtain raiser on the night, one of the supporting bouts, 2 of the best light flyweights in Ireland, Darren Moore from the Ellie's Golden Gloves and young Terry McEntee from the old school, you know, should be cracking contest. We have Oran McDermott from Rafoe. He's on with Jordan Myers from Sligo City, Cahill Gallagher from the Twin Towns, and with Paddy McGee from Carrickmore. David Tennyson, Dunloe, I'm with Gary Gannon, Carrigart, Killian Boyce, Letterkenny, I'm with Dennis Lafferty from Rafoe. And we have the dual star then, Garvin Friel, footballer and boxer, played senior football for Finn Harps, one of the big hitters. He's on with Tyrone's knockout specialist, Cahill Deeney. Should be a cracking contest, mate. So that's the 6 supporting bouts we have. And then we have the Donegal versus boxing. We'll have all the boxers paraded under the ring in their national anthems. And John Hanna, the CEO of Hannah Hatson, Donegal Town, himself a former Irish international boxer, is going to make a presentation to all the Boston boxers of a Hannah Hat Donegal Tweed, you know. So all in all, it should be a great night, Miles, you know. We're really looking forward to it. The bottom line here is that we would hope to raise enough money, Miles, to take the Donegal team back to Boston before the end of the year or early next year, you know.
Yeah, well, that'll be fantastic, and a great, I suppose, ad for tourism as well. You're bringing people over, and I'm sure Donegal Hospitality will look after them well, and they'll be going back with good reports of Donegal.
Well, if we can look after them, Miles, half as well as they looked after us when we were in Boston, before I was in Boston a few times myself with Boston teams, and we were looked after, we were treated like royalty when we were out there ourselves, Miles, you know. And any time that any of the boxers from Donegal went out with all our teams, it was the same thing, you know.
Okay, well, that's on Thursday, and we're giving away two tickets, so I'll just ask the question again. You don't have to answer it now, Peter.
No, I
think you know the answer, but we'll talk about that in a moment, just about the other boxers. But Katie Taylor suffered defeat at the European Olympic qualifying tournament on Friday. In what country was the tournament held? And you can text in your answer and name to 086-77-00-555. But speaking of those Olympic qualifiers, great news coming there today that David Oliver Joyce has qualified for the Olympics, as had Brendan Irvine last night. So that's two more Irish men going to Rio.
That's great, Miles, to have six boxers from a small country like us going to Rio, and two nicer fellas you couldn't meet than Brendan Irvine. Now, Brendan Irvine's only 19 years of age, and he's a double champion, senior level. And he's going at the flyweight division, 52 kilos, and he's a cracking young fella, a great young fella, and a very great, good talent. And for David Oliver Josh and Oliver, very, very good talent. So it's great to see them going through that, Miles, you know, and they on the road to Rio, like, you know.
Disappointment for Katie Taylor, that was one that maybe wasn't expected, but against a good competitor from Azerbaijan. She'll be back, I'm sure
she'll be back, Miles, you know. She's a great person, and obviously she's human like anybody else, you know. She can, it's just one of those things, that sport, females, you know, you can never take anything for granted in sport, you know. It's just it was unexpected, but it's there now. She lost, and that was it, you know. I think it was her first defeat from 2006, I think, you know.
Well, 2011 anyway, yeah. But some of the decisions against her in the past have been ridiculous. But I think maybe on she was beaten on merit yesterday.
I think that's what it was down to, Miles. All right, you know. Mm-hmm. But hopefully she'll still qualify for Rio, Miles. I think it's on her, like, you know, the fight will be on her. And I think she'll come good again, you know.
Yeah, she has another chance to qualify.
She has another chance to qualify, Miles. So hopefully she can do it there, you know, the World Championships, you know.
Yeah, maybe she's peaking for the like of that, and to peak then for the Olympics. Very hard to peak on a number of occasions during the year.
That's very, very hard, Miles, you know, with that standard, like, you know. And she puts on a lot of effort and a lot of commitment into the sport, and it was just an unfortunate thing. She didn't qualify along with the two boys this time around, you know.
Mm-hmm. But hopefully she will. Peter,
hopefully
thanks,
she will, Miles.
Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon, and good luck with your activities on Thursday at the Clanry.